Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Just commenting on the latest news from Uganda, and that is that President Museveni has won his seventh consecutive presidential term, making it 40 years in office. There he is, 81, not the oldest head of state in Africa. Paul Biya, the president of Cameroon, is like 94 or something. So that's it. So getting 72% of the vote, almost as high as he won slightly more in 1996. But is it a real result? It's been disputed by some people. So Yoweri Museveni, he took his surname, I found out, because his father was in the 7th Battalion of the King's African Rifles. Back in the British colonial era, there was that regiment for soldiers from Kenya, Uganda. I'm not sure if it was Tanzania as well, the King's African Rifles. One of my teachers at school was an officer in it in the last days of British Kenya. But anyway, because he's in the 7th Battalion, Museveni. So Museveni comes from the number 7. So I think in whichever local language, is it Swahili? Often they have Mu at the beginning of the surname. Like I had a pupil with the surname Mubiru, who was ethnically Ugandan. And soon after independence, there's Dr. Milton Obote, who was toppled by a military coup, General Idi Amin, when Obote was at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Singapore. And then, if you know anything about Idi Amin, he's one of the most horrific tyrants in modern African history, reigning until his ouster in 1979. And after Binaisa and other leaders, I think even Milton Obote came back briefly, eventually Museveni took over the country, which had been completely trashed by this genocidal maniac, Idi Amin. Not surprisingly, got asylum from Saudi Arabia, where he died in about 2001. Anyway, Museveni, he definitely improved the country. He was starting from very, very low base, one of the most underdeveloped countries in the world. I mean, they say been flowering till what's his name came along, till Idi Amin came along. But maybe a genuine democrat and genuinely popular to begin with. Remember, he came into Kampala in combat fatigues after Idi Amin Dada was chased out. But Museveni, it was about 10 years ago more, there was an senior army doctor, well, former army doctor who stood against him. Now it's Bobby Wine, this pop star, not his real name, that's his stage name. And it says it's bogus because Bobby Wine says he's had police harassment and he's had to go into seclusion because the police are trying to find him and stuff like that. So President Museveni said, well, you know, judge me on my record, been highly successful. We have good economic growth. We've got close to full literacy. Infrastructure is improving. Having said that, there are terrible traffic jams in Kampala. I once asked a Ugandan in London, is there a metro system in Kampala? He said, never, and so on. It's just not as wealthy as some countries like some kind of like Kenya. Almost everybody speaks English in Uganda as well. What else was I going to say? So, so Museveni, he's trying to export crude oil and things like that, get this pipeline built all the way to the Indian Ocean in Tanzania. But is he too old? Is he yesterday's man? Of course, in the early years, he had a lot of popularity for not being Idi Amin, chasing out the murderous monster. But obviously, most Ugandans are under the age of 30. They've got no memory of Idi Amin, who was chased out, was it 47 years ago? So that's a very distant memory. Goodness. So when a leader's been in office too long, people start to merge loyalty to the country with loyalty to the individual. There's too much of a cult of the personality. So, Wine, remember, he stood last time where he got a higher share of the vote. So he's 43. He represents that younger generation. So he says that there was personation. His rallies were broken up by the security force. There was a lot of harassment. The tear gas was used. People tried to terrorize his supporters. Some of them were even killed. He said that bogus votes were cast and so on. And the government hasn't even denied most of these allegations. So he stood for the presidency twice. Is he going to have a third go? Is it getting dangerous for him? But Museveni, he definitely has some genuine supporters. Is it as high as 3/4 of the population? I mean, I don't think so. Anyway, there's not so much tribalism. There's not that much peculation and so on. He's hosted the Commonwealth Head of Government's meeting and things like that. HIV/AIDS was a horrific crisis in the 1990s, with so many people infected, so many people dying, but they were more effective in limiting the spread of disease, getting antiretrovirals, so some people who suffer from it, because, you know, it was the population was going to crash. I mean, apart from this unnecessary suffering, people dying well before their time. So he has had some major successes, but some of these are actually a fairly long time ago. What's going to happen? Who could take over? Could it be Musaveni's sons, an army general, is a possibility. And his daughter has got a senior position in the government. Is it too nepotistic and things like that? And so Musaveni, he sort of triangulated between Western countries, between non-Western countries. He's managed to have fairly good relations with other African countries. And, you know, it's sort of been, a notion of stability. Remember, over the past 20 years, there's some ructions in Kenya, some disputed election results, a lot of political violence. People say Tanzania is a frank dictatorship. What else? Remember, the Democratic Republic of Congo had internecine civil war and so on. So the government is really just failing to deliver. Not too far away, the Central African Republic. Likewise, immediately north in Sudan, there was a civil war. South Sudan has been established as an independent country since 2011, one of the poorest countries in the world. There was the Rwandan genocide that affected Burundi as well. Burundi is had the lowest gross domestic product in the world. So compared to all that, Uganda's doing quite well. So could be a lot worse, really. And restoring property to the Asians who'd had their property confiscated without compensation by Idi Amin in the 70s, that was a success. Just look at Madhvani Sugar. Those Indians who moved to the United Kingdom, gained British citizenship, came back to Uganda in the 80s, and they're a major company now, getting some Chinese investment. And then some Ugandan students going to study the People's Republic of China, learning Chinese, get a degree in whatever, engineering, for example, return to Kenya, work for a Chinese enterprise, in some cases being interpreters for Chinese companies. So, yeah, there have been major successes, but maybe not delivering enough for the people, and pollution becoming a significant problem in Uganda. A lot of Ugandans going abroad to work in Middle Eastern countries like Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, going to the United States or the UK. What are the other issues before them? Well, climate change, they tend not to worry about that one. You know, almost everyone's got access to running water and electricity now. So it has raised the living standard, but perhaps not fast enough. People don't appreciate it. Persuading people to have fewer children. I know people who are there in the 1950s in families having like a dozen children on average, as opposed to about four now. The difference is of those dozen, half of them wouldn't even make it to adulthood. But these days, out of four children, almost always all four kids reach 18. So, some definite successes. But surely, is it time to say thank you and goodbye? I mean, almost certainly he has cheated in the elections. The question is how much? Maybe it wasn't his orders. Was it his underlings doing it? Nevertheless, if he doesn't know about it, it's his job to know about it as the head of state. But he'd managed to achieve cordiality with the United States without being a toady, not to take sides on the Ukraine issue, not to be sanctioning anyone, and not really to have enemies. The Muslim minority and the Christian majority in Uganda seem to get along quite well, so it could be a lot worse. But anyway, I still doubt that the election result is completely true. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe. You're on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.